Okay, now, Mr. Johnson, we'll conduct your hearing, sir.
Okay, sir, could you please state your name and your ADC number for us for the record?
Cody Joseph Hallis, 236-923.
Okay, sir, you're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency, sir. I'm going to introduce you to the board members that will be conducting your hearing today, sir. To my far right is the Honorable Gail Rittenhouse. Right next to her is the Honorable Luis Quinones. And right here to my immediate right, excuse me, is the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright. Dr. Wright is the chair of the board. Oh, excuse me, sir. My name is Michael Johnson. I'm going to be acting as your panel chair today, sir.
Okay.
In the room with us today, sir, is Mr. Osborne. Mr. Osborne is representing the Department of Corrections as well as the parole office.
Hello.
Sir, prior to your hearing today, you signed and received a notification form advising you of this board hearing today. Do you recall receiving and signing that form, sir?
I believe so. I remember signing one in county, and I waived all the rights because I knew all the stuff I did. I wasn't gonna argue. So,
okay, sir. So this form was signed on November 16th of 2017, sir.
Okay.
You signed?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So on that form, it also notified you of your right to appear and speak on your own behalf or obtain a licensed attorney at your licensed attorney at your own expense, sir. Did you hire an attorney or are you representing yourself today?
I'm representing myself today, sir.
Okay, sir. At this time, excuse me.
Bless you.
This time I'd like to swear you and Mr. Osborne in. Do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm?
Yes, sir, I do.
Okay. Sir, your hearing will be Mr. Osborne?
Yes, I do.
Your hearing, sir, will be conducted in two phases. In phase one, we'll determine that the terms and conditions of your community supervision have been violated, sir. In phase two, we'll determine whether your community supervision should be revoked or reinstated, sir. You have four allegations listed on your warrant, Mr. Hollis. I'm going to read those allegations to you. When I read those allegations to you, sir, I need you to state whether the allegations are either true or false. Do you understand what I'm requesting?
They're all true. I had a bad situation happen, and I handled it poorly. I'm not arguing any of them. They're all true.
All right. Well, Mr. Hallis, I just, for a matter of procedural purposes, let me read them to you.
Okay.
And then you can tell me which one is true or false, okay?
Okay, sir.
Thank you, sir. But thank you for your honesty, sir. I appreciate that. Okay. Sir, there's an allegation number one that you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision number seven, as demonstrated by your use of methamphetamine on or about June 6, 2017, per the task GCMS lab report dated June 14, 2017. Sir, is that true or false?
True, sir.
Okay. Sir, your allegation number two states you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision number seven, as demonstrated by your use of alcohol per your breathalyzer on or about June 28, 2017, per the Vivo Notification June 28, 2017. Is that true or false, sir?
True, sir.
Okay, sir, your third allegation states that you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision number five, as demonstrated by your engagement in physical assaultive behavior on or about July 1st, 2017 at Vive Halfway House. Is that true or false, sir?
True, sir.
Okay, sir, on your fourth in violation states that you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision number two, as demonstrated by your failure to follow the directives of your assigned parole officer by failing to report in for a face-to-face contact visit on or about July 6, 2017, as verbally directed on July 6, 2017, defendant's whereabouts are unknown, thus he's an absconder from supervision. Sir, is that true or false?
True, sir.
Okay. Mr. Hollis, I'm looking at your form. I see that you're due to be released less than 10 days. On December 16th of this year, that you're due to be released, sir. At that time when you're released, you won't be on any parole or on any community supervision, sir. I do want to ask you, sir, did you want to go ahead and go through this hearing, or do you just want to kill your
knife? The only reason I'm going to state anything is I have a custody hearing for my daughter on the 12th of this month, And it would make all the difference if I was actually present at the custody hearing in person and not in custody of the Department of Corrections. Other than that, I mean, if I could get, you know, reinstated so I could be there because they're trying to take my daughter for me being in here.
Okay.
Other than that, sir, it's just 10 days.
Sir, that's certainly your decision. So what I'm going to do is go ahead and continue with your hearing at this time. Based on the admission of Mr. Hollis, I'm going to move to find that he was delinquent, that he did violate the terms and conditions of his supervision, that he may have lapsed or was about to lapse into criminal ways or company as he had been involved in some drugs and had been involved in some assaultive behavior.
Second.
Agree.
Okay, so I'm just going to complete some paperwork real quick.
Okay.
Okay, so we're going to go into phase two of your hearing. During phase two, sir, we will make a determination whether to revoke or reinstate you on your community supervision, sir. At this time,
okay.
We're going to get some additional information from the parole officer, Mr. Osborne. Then we'll come back to you, Mr. Hollis, and get any information from you, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Mr. Osborne.
Mr. Hollis was released from GOC custody on April 14th, 2017. He was arrested on September 7th, 2017 by the Phoenix Police Department on secondment warrant and new felony charges of possession of dangerous drugs. He was returned back to our custody on October 5th, 2017 with 63 pound days with a community supervision end date of December 16th of 2017. Current conviction, 2013 aggravated DUI, 4 years, and 2015 drug paraphernalia violation, 1 year, 9 months. Prior convictions, 2008 aggravated robbery, 2 years, 6 months. 2008 theft of means of transportation, 4 years, 6 months. And 2008 burglary, third degree, 3 years, 6 months. Two terms with DOC have a CUIR score of 4-4, a mental health score of 3, and a substance abuse score of 3. DNA information. Noted that Commander Hollis at ASCT Phoenix, being a member of the criminal street gang, AZ Most Wanted. By a term of supervision, 2012, cash completion 7 months. He has a moderate disciplinary history, and since his return on November 8th, 2017, received a write up for assault on an inmate. It says on the below date of process, time inmate Hollis Cody, ADC number 236-93. Was seen approaching another inmate on the blue yard in front of the housing unit and began punching the inmate in the face and head with closed fists. When the inmate fell to the ground, inmate Hollis continued punching while standing over the fallen inmate. Inmate Hollis was heard his face under court by Coyle J. Rodriguez, badge number 2369, November 8th of 2017, for approximately 10 hours. 2008, assault, Arizona misdemeanor. Risk score of G5B6. I do have status of charges to pass. Senior Officer Red Haggard is Wednesday, November 29th, 2017. Date on 11/29/17, I contacted MCSO, County Attorney. The defender was sentenced on 10/4/17 with felony possession of drug paraphernalia. I did not see this mentioned name. It is an email from.
We don't have a new SCD. Pardon me.
No, I don't have anything in our aims.
Okay.
I was able to ask for all of you.
Thank you. Am I supposed to speak?
So let me just go through some information real quick with you. Yes, you definitely will have the opportunity to speak, sir. So you were released on April 14th of 17 to a residence at 4444 East Paradise Village, number 265. Whose residence was that, sir?
My father's.
Okay, you were at your father's. Then on June 5th of 17, you changed your address to 372 North Chippewa Place?
Chippewa.
And that was...
Yes, sir.
Whose place was that?
My mother's.
Okay, and then it says that on June 23rd of 17, you went to the Bay Recovery House, sir?
Yes, sir.
Okay. It doesn't show that you were working. Did you work during that period of time?
I was working as a welder with Agate Steel.
So, sir, it shows that you are with task, and that while you were at task, it says that you had a UA on June of 2017.
Yeah.
And it came back negative, and then June 6th of 17, during the release, it was positive. You had a positive UA again on May. You had a positive one May 24th. Was positive, and then April 25th was negative. So what were you relapsing, or were you doing?
There was a lot of stuff going on with the custody with my daughter and my brother. There was a death in the family, and I handled it poorly. And then in June 12th, my fiance got killed, and that's when I basically completely just gave up. And that's why I'm back in here. I handled it all poorly. And that's why I said I wasn't here. I'm not here to argue. I did what I did. It was, I handled it immaturely. And, now, I'm back here. The only reason I would want to get out right now is so I could try to be at the custody hearing for my daughter so they don't take my daughter from me. Other than that, I did what I did. There's no arguing. All the stuff on there is true. That's why I didn't argue it.
Sir, say that you were doing morphine and oxycodone. What drugs did you use?
I got an addiction with opiates.
Okay. And this incident that you had at Viva with your roommate, sir, what caused that?
He was stealing food items from me, and he blocked my path from the door. And because he didn't want me to go tell the counselors that I caught him stealing, because he's had prior, I guess, problems stealing before. And he blocked my path, so I grabbed him and moved him. And by their policy, physical contact like that with force is grounds for removal. So I got removed for that.
Okay, and since you've been back incarcerated, sir, have you received another ticket for fighting?
Yeah. It's prison, and there's people here that don't like me too much that are try to have harm done to me, and there was a situation that was arising, and instead of me waiting for it to happen to me, I acted like a child, and I was the aggressor.
So I'm going to see if the board has any questions for you. I've seen no questions coming from the board. Mr. Hollis, we're going to go into discussion, but prior to going into discussion, sir, I want to see if there's any other information to the board before we go into discussion.
I just have the paperwork stating that December 12th of this year, I have a custody hearing that they're going to do on the telephone for over my daughter with my in-laws, because since I'm in prison, they're trying to say that I abandoned my daughter. And if I got reinstated, I'd be able to be there in person for that custody hearing, and I'd have a better chance of keeping my daughter. Other than that, I have nothing else to say.
Okay, thank you, sir.
Mm-hmm.
So now I'm going to go into discussion. So I'm going to ask you to read the line, however, to remain silent while the board's in discussion. So the board's now going into to discussion. I understand Mr. Hollis has a hearing coming up on the 12th that he would like to be present to go to that hearing for a custody hearing of his daughter. However, because of the assault that he has while he was in prison, as well as the opportunity that he had, and says that he absconded and was arrested by the police department for possession, along with possibly new charges. He's absconded for 63 days. That I don't see Mr. Hollis being suitable for community supervision at this time. However, it should also be noted that he is to be released on December 16th of this year, and Even if he was granted community supervision, there's no guarantee that he would be out by the 12th when his hearing would be, because this is a matter of time before his paperwork and everything's processed. Now, I shouldn't say a matter of time, matter of days before his paperwork and everything's processed. Mr. Osborne.
Yes, just for a note, it does also, in the notes, I research more, thank you, it's also a felony hold by the county. So just for his information, he may get picked up.
Okay, so he has a felony hold on him from the county too. So even if he was released, he may possibly get picked up and go to the county jail at the gate. So I think it's best that, and I understand him wanting to be out with to have a hearing for his daughter. But I think it's going to be better that he remains in custody, that he does his hearing on the 12th, but also that he gets all of this put behind him so that when he is released on the 16th, that he won't have any community supervision, he won't have to parole, that he would have to go to reference the Department of Corrections. However, according to the PO, he does have a hold on him by Maricopa County, which I don't know what those are for, but he could possibly be picked up at the gate at that time. So I think it's going to be best for him to go ahead and complete this time and conduct this hearing on the 12th and hopefully be able to continue to work with Child Protective Services or whoever he has his hearing with in order to get his child back. It's important to have a father role involved in their life. So that would be my motion. However, I'm willing to listen to it. Therefore, I am going to make the motion to revoke the community supervision. Mr. Hollis finds that he was delinquent, I violated the term conditions of supervision, having assaulted inmate behavior, while been assaulted and back in prison, as well as using drugs.
Second.
Agree.
May I ask what the hold is for?
Sir, let me just check this. He's looking through some paperwork now. We don't actually know on the board. The parole officer is looking to see. Mr. Osborne is checking to see if he could see.
Right.
I believe, sir, it's a dangerous drug violation.
Okay, there's a dangerous drug. He thinks it's a dangerous drug. Did you hear what he said?
Yeah, I got probation when I get out, sir? But I didn't have drugs.
Okay.
All right.
So we don't have any idea what that situation is, but that's okay. The answer that the parole officer can give you reference that situation at this time, sir. Mr. Hollis, thank you for participating in your hearing today, sir. That's going to conclude your hearing at this time.